This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Okay.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time. I know, guys, you could be listening to about 6,000 other shows. Yes, I've doubled it overnight, have you noticed? I know you could be listening to about 6,000 other shows, and I really, truly, honestly appreciate the time that you're spending listening to this one. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. There's a lot you can get involved with, including buying my book. Buying my book. Yeah, buying sounds better. Buying my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that we were... That you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you don't need to. You really don't. Anyway, let's just jump right into it. Don't you love it? I mean, what I love is what? For the first 5 years that Mr. Oblamo was president, he gave everything. Everything was the fault of George W. Right? Everything that went down, everything that went wrong was the fault of George W. Bush. But now... It seems everything that goes right under Donald Trump's presidency is because of something that Obama did a couple of months back or a couple of years back. It's just starting to work because, you know, he can do no wrong. You already know that, though. So, anyhow, and anything that goes wrong is President Trump's fault. Anything that goes right is President. The man can take responsibility for nothing. The party that supports him... Really, really, really can't find reality. If you think of the stuff that they're still saying about what went on during his pregnancy, presidency. Yeah, he birthed the monster, no question about that. God. Okay, and I don't even drink. Can you imagine? The U.S. labor market today roars back an additional 222,000 jobs in June. Oh, my God. Think about that. Now, this is great news because it means that I'm not the economist. I'm not the guy who understands all of this. But when you're talking about adding that many jobs, when you see the stock market looking up, when you see companies actually building and not leaving here in America, when you see the Japanese car manufacturers putting almost $1 billion into the markets, that's not a bad thing. The Labor Department released the June hiring and unemployment figures on Friday morning. This is the latest official snapshot of the state of the American economy. 222,000 jobs were added last month. Wall Street economists had expected employment gains of just 175,000. That's not bad. Almost 50,000 more jobs than was expected. The unemployment rate was 4.4%. In May, it was 4.3%. Now, look, I got to tell you something. I don't even buy that number. Seriously, guys. I don't care whether it's Republican president, Democrat president. We still have people that stop looking for work. I want to know what we're doing with them. I want to know how we're helping them get back to work. You know, a lot of people went from unemployment to disability when they thought they were going to run out of unemployment benefits. There's still a lot of numbers here that need to be flushed out. Now, the but what didn't happen under Obama that is happening now is the average hourly wage started to grow. It grew by 2.5% this time. And that's good. That's a good thing. Because people weren't getting raises. They weren't making more money. Jobs weren't offering more money. The labor force participation rate inched up also to 62.8% from 62.7%. That's what I mean. We still have a large group of people that aren't even looking for work. So anyway, what does this really mean? I don't know. I don't have a clue. I'm not an economist. All I know is what I see month to month, what I report on here month to month. The labor market roared back in June with a really hefty gain. Now, basically, all right, if you want to get down to brass numbers, some of you are already poking me, 47,000 more jobs were added, right? So far this year, and I don't have enough fingers and toes to work this out, but about almost 200,000 jobs, well over 200,000 jobs have been added total. Let me see, 2 minus that. Come on, really, seriously? Oh, no, I'm sorry. The average has been close to 200,000 a month. But, you know, again, that's why I said you got to do your own homework. You can't just listen to me and listen to others and whatever you read. It's not all true. You got to go look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Go out and look at their website. See what they're posting. And, again, summertime's here. We've got people going to work for summertime jobs. I know it's supposed to be adjusted for seasonal employment, but we see how well that works, right? And you still got a lot of people that are discouraged for looking for work. Now, as long as we keep this up, right? I used to call it the misery index. If you just want to stay miserable, if you just want to keep up, then you have to create 100,000 jobs a month. That's just to keep the misery index happy. Okay, level, average, whatever you want to call it. But if you want to pump that up a bit, if you want to do better, and I would hope that we all want to do a little better, right? But if you want to pump that up a bit, you got to get more than 100,000 jobs a month. You just have to. So anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate all the time you spend with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, if you want to be involved in the conversation. And again, I know that Trump made fun of these numbers early on. I know there's a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservative commentators are still making, you know, they're making a big deal. Listen. We're still not out of the woods yet. And like I said, the misery index, it's not changed yet. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Xander Gibb joins us right after the break. Don't go far. Please, don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are some messed up white people.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back.
I play the maracas. I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky.
Listen real fast on GCN Live.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
Can you say chicky? Oh, I guess it's too late now. You already said it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the next hour, or maybe the hour after, I don't know, before the night's up, though, Congressman Steve Knight's going to join us and going to explain why we haven't repealed Obamacare yet. Well, one of many things. Realize that it's not the only thing on the table. And maybe we'll find out for real how many bills have actually been passed. Because all we keep hearing about how is President Trump has done absolutely nothing. But we both know that's not true. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Let me bring him right on because I always have such a good time. We kick off the weekend together. Sounds kind of weird, but we do. Xander Gibb joins me, host of, it's not X-Rad anymore. No, it is X-Rad. It's not X-Rad Daily. Hey, straighten me out, will you?
It is X-Rad. We dropped the daily.
Ah, well, you do it every day.
We do, but it's on a night, so daily just wasn't appropriate anymore.
X-Rad trending. How about trending X-Rad? X-Rad.
How about just X-Rad?
All right. All right.
There you go.
Listen, I'm willing to take the easy way out. It's not a problem for me. You know, things get too confusing for me. Hey, were you excited about the jobs numbers today? I mean, did you get on your knees and thank Obama for that or what?
No, definitely not. Because it's kind of interesting. I heard what you were saying in the first part of the show, you know, with Obama blaming Bush for everything that was, you know, wrong on the previous incumbent. But, I don't think we've got Obama to thank anything for, really. Do you?
Well, he seems to think so. You know, he's over in Europe telling everybody what a great president he was, and it's too bad that, you know, Trump is just going to ruin the earth, ruin the world, and all that fun stuff. I knew you were going to do that. It's just amazing. You know, he truly has to be a legend in his head. He truly has to believe that he did great for the world, not just for the country, but for the world. And to think that on Independence Day, he's running around telling people outside this country that being too patriotic is bad. Did he forget what America is about?
I think he never knew what America was about because he spent the last 8 years being unpatriotic and un-American. And, you know, all of his decisions were not about benefiting the American people. They were actually about benefiting everybody else and bowing down to everyone else. And I don't think, I mean, the really good thing about Obama's presidency, and that's the end of it. That's the only good thing about it.
Yes, you are correct. It's over. Well, I'd like to believe it's over, but my God, he's like a bad rash. He never really goes away. He just kind of hangs out under the surface, right?
Yeah, he kind of thinks he's this, you know, this shadow proclamation that he's got going on. Him and his other Muslim, what's her name, Valerie Jarrett. And, you know, she even moves into his house in Washington. I mean, what's that all about? That's a bit worrying, I think.
Yeah, well, it shows that they haven't started. They haven't really decided that it's over. And I think the sad part about it is it's over for all of them. I mean, unless the Democrat Party really, really changes the way it approaches things. I got a story I'm going to do later on about a Democrat strategist who flat out says the Democrats need to abandon the left. They need to walk away. Real Democrats need to walk away from the left to get back to the real Democrat Party. I thought that was really telling, don't you?
Absolutely, because it's just become this sheer lunacy, and this lunatic fringe has really taken over, and it really does leave one scratching one's head. But I even heard today that the Democrats are going to win the House the next time around, and that Hillary Clinton is going to be Speaker of the House. But how can you be Speaker of the House from jail?
Well, were you listening to a broadcast out of Fantasy Land or what?
No, it was just someone on social media saying that this was what was going to happen. And, you know, some of that I just find so hilarious. I mean, these people are just so deluded that they think that Hillary will be given any position again in any kind of governmental situation because she's proven herself unreliable one too many times.
Oh, I agree with you. And not only that, I love this, that she's going to be Speaker of the House. That's just wonderful. I'm excited about that. Okay.
Yeah.
So I know I do this to you all the time, but I need you to speak or to help me understand because I'm trying to help my listeners understand. I sent you a bunch of stories this week, and I think every one of them you kind of slapped yourself in the head on, didn't you? You know, seriously.
even I did. It's my head is sore this week. It really is.
And it was funny because one of the arguments I got into on Facebook this week, really hardcore lefty feminist, was on my case about something, and it was about that thing I put up on Jay-Z, and I said to her, finally, if you're not a Christian, you can't respond to this, because that was the question. The question was to Christians, like you, who tell me I can't speak to abortion because I don't have a uterus or a woman's body. So you have no right to, right? They don't like it when you put it back on them. They get all nuts and crazy. But
well, it's a case of do as I say, not as I do with the left. Let's face it, you know.
Yeah. I know better than you, and if I'm doing it and I told you not to, it's because it's better for me than you. And here's another hit on the crack pipe so you can actually understand that, you know, that kind of thing. So I've seen this, these stories before, and I don't understand them, and I don't understand the mindset of this group. But the transgender girl who's upset with the straight guys to say that they need to work through them not being attracted to trans women. Now, her name, I don't even know, I get this confused all the time. Zinnia Jones is a transgender activist who's been featured by CNN's New York Magazine and the Daily Beast, oh, not to mention Huffington Post. Jones thinks that straight men not wanting to be transgender women is discriminatory. Now, that word scares me. Because if they ever let that word in, that you're discriminating, now what they're saying is, I could be brought up in charges, discrimination charges, if I don't see or I don't find or even reach out to a transgender woman. Well, I wouldn't do it now. I'm married, but you know what I'm saying. If straight men or don't reach out, don't even attempt, it's a bad thing. And it's sick. And she actually is even telling her transgender women friends or men friends that they need to do the same thing. I'm just totally confused.
Well, I certainly don't get the logic of it because, you know, if you're a heterosexual man, that usually denotes that you're into women. And I'm gonna say something controversial now. That would denote to me that you're into real women, as in having the right accoutrements to be a real woman. So if you've been a man first and then you're a woman, and then you become a woman, whether you've had the surgery or not, I think most men would not be happy if they weren't told that. Because I think that, in fairness, you know, no disrespect to anyone that's trans, but that would put someone off.
Well, yes, and we'll pick up on this after the break. I want to hit a couple of these stories because they seem to be slamming social media this week. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Andrew Gibb joins us. Don't go far. We're going to have a lot of fun when we come back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, or click on Patreon. Now, Patreon is a way for you to become a member of the team, a member of the group, one of my politically incorrect posse members. You give up one cup. For those of you who are still going to Starbucks, basically, if you give up one cup of Starbucks a month, you can be a member. Well, you... kind of the low end, but you can still be a member. You can still be part of the team. And we have some special gifts. We have special video, all kinds of stuff that you'll get there that you won't get anywhere else. I want to bring my guest back on. I always have a lot of fun with him. We kick off the weekend together here on The Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. We take on the issues of the day and some of the craziest stuff going on. Xander, again, thanks for being with me. And tell people how they can listen to you.
ZanderGibb.com, everything is there, and the show goes out weeknight on Facebook Live, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern.
You know, I used to tell people that where they can find you, but I had too many people complain that you keep making them go to the pizza shop, and they just can't afford it anymore. So, you know,
well, that's the best place to find me, you know, but just bring a slice for me, and we'll be fine, or a pie, you know.
Well, see, on the East Coast, they'll know what that means. They don't mean they wouldn't know what that pie thing meant on the West Coast, I'm sure. Hey, so I know I want to get back to this, because all week long I've just seen this. I was sending them to you because I was saying to myself, come on, these can't be real. And you look at this stuff and you say, at what point in time do certain groups start to break away? You know, in the LGBTQ whatever groups, when does somebody finally go, okay, look, this is out of hand, or is it a fear that if one group speaks against another or questions another group in any way, and it seems like the most militant, forgive me, but it seems like the most militant of the transgender groups, you know, and you look at that and you say, again, here's one where somebody's calling you out if you have a problem with, or you won't date a transgender woman, they're calling you out as being discriminatory.
I mean, I would have said that the lesbian component was the most militaristic, and I think that the movement started to change when they got involved, because they politicized it so much. But, you know, it's not so crazy to think that this group would want people to be penalized for not wanting to date someone that had previously been another sex. Because let's face it, we could now be fined for not making a cake for a gay wedding. So it's not that far-fetched.
Well, that's my point. My point is all these places that are now, some of these cities, some of these towns that are having They're having ordinances against hate speech, and hate speech could be anywhere from a scripture. Truly, honestly, I'm not making it up, but a scripture in the Bible, okay, that somebody speaks out loud or speaks to a large group. So it's just interesting to me that we're willing to go down that road, and you saw what happened in Houston. It almost became an arrestable offense if you said anything negative towards any other group. But it wouldn't matter whether it was LGBTQ or Muslim or what have you. It's just very, very, very scary.
I think a huge concern for me is that, you know, over the past 25 years, we've actually just become as a society so politically correct that if we even disagree with someone now, it's seen as hatred. But I think that a lot of the groups that are, you know, these part of these sections of society, they kind of reinforce that. You know, I mean, I've even been told I'm homophobic because I've disagreed with someone that's gay. And I'm like, I can't even figure out the logic of that. I can't even begin to figure out the logic of it. Because, you know, ultimately, this movement, you know, I was involved with the LGBT when it was just called the gay community 25 years ago, you know, fighting for equality. And now they've got equality. They actually want equity. And that scares me a little. Because I kind of feel like I've been used, you know? You know, I was more than happy to work for marriage equality if it meant just that they were going to get the same rights as everybody else. But now equality means something more.
Yeah, it does. You are right. That has always scared me when again, my mantra on the show lately has been, look, they don't want equality. What they want is control. And I'm not just talking about the LGBTQ groups or whatever. I'm talking about some of the far-left socialist groups. They don't want equality by any stretch of your imagination. You think like them, you do what they want you to do, or else. It really is that simple.
It is.
Yeah.
But under that analogy that you... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, just going to say... Okay, under that analogy that you just gave, that would mean then that I would have to date someone that was born a woman. And I don't feel comfortable with that. I mean, I love women, but not in that way. Why should I be forced to have a relationship with a woman, with a man that used to be a woman? It just doesn't bode well for me.
It just, don't you think it creates so... My argument has been is they're so confused as to what these things mean. How is somebody like me ever going to get my mind around it? I can't even...
Right.
I can't even, like we talked last week about the couple, the guy was born a girl, but he identifies as a male. So born a female, identifies as a male, so that would be transgender male, right, who's gay. So I'm thinking, why bother? You understand what
I'm
saying?
Exactly.
It just made no sense to me whatsoever. So you like men, you want to be with a man. The only difference is you want male parts, and I just don't understand it. It just made no sense. Anyway, here's another one that should have you scratching your head in a second here. The University of Wisconsin in Green Bay recently unveiled a new lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer studies certificate program. And they're doing this because of the exodus, the mass exodus of LGBTQ groups and people, and they want to retain them. They want to keep them there. So what they've done is they actually now have a program in LGBTQ studies that you can get a certificate with. Now, again, please, I'm not trying to be rude. If anybody from that community is listening, know where my heart is here, all right? You spend $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year to go to college. Some of these courses are two-, three-, four-year colleges. You're actually going to amass a bill for $80,000 to $120,000 for LGBTQ studies. How does that help you? Well, where is there a job that is centered around LGBTQ studies? I'm just so good. You could have a psychology degree or a doctorate degree or what have you, and then have that as a, what do they call it, an elective or a secondary or what are they, minor degrees or what have you? But why make it a major degree? What sense does this make? And I truly mean this. Help me understand if you can.
Oh, I can't because, you know, I've always worked in jobs that have been kind of like designed to help people, whether it's been social work or teaching. But I mean, I could see why, like, going on a couple of days course to improve your terminology or to work more on, you know, equality doctrine. But a full degree course for LGBT, I mean, what is that going to entitle you to do? I just can't work out. I mean, what job would you go into after that? You'd have to go and work for one of these charities that finds fault in everything and gets people compensation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, I just want people to understand, this is not a rip on the LGBTQ hour, because it's not what I'm trying to do. I get these things.
It's not.
I'm
leaving them.
I send them to you, and I say, look, what am I missing here? Because I'm going to talk about this. I don't want to beat on anybody. Shed some light on this, and I'll blow past it.
But in fairness, Joe, when you and I first became friends, I'd been deprogrammed. But if you spoke to someone that was currently in that section of the community, they would fight you tooth and nail, as probably I would have done. Back then, because there is this element of brainwashing in the LGBT, A, B, C, D, F, G community, where they want, you know, some people want to belong so badly, they will actually agree with anything, because you can't think for yourself, and that's a concern for me. I don't want to be in any group that takes away my right to have an opinion.
Good.
That's why I'm no longer a Democrat.
All right, I'll let you deal with that one after. Hey, I sent you that clip. There were a bunch of 17, I guess it was 17 magazine. They had four non-binary people explaining why it was so important not to label them as male or female. And so now we've stepped out of the realm of gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual. Now it's no sexual, right? No. I don't even know what to call it. But I want to hit that just a little bit on the other side of the break.
Do we get to slap them?
I don't. I'll let you deal with that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Xander Gibb will still be with me. We don't cut him off for any reason after the break. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, heat up your Coke, heat up your apple juice, whatever it is, and we'll be right back.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. I hope. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want to know more about me? You want to know more about the show? Just head up to the website, therealside.com. But let me bring him right back on. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always kick off the weekends with him and enjoy the time that we spend together. Xander, again, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Yeah, and, you know, these stories, again, I'm trying to be fair. I don't want to say fair and balanced, because, you know, that's just so common. But we were talking about some of the, you know, some of the social issues going on in the LGBTQ community. And when you talk about somebody, if you want to respect them, if you want to give them call them what they want you to call them by, it's kind of hard when it changes on a regular basis. And these the people that are, non-gender or gender neutral, what do you know? They have like 72 different designations. How do you know what to call them? How do you know if, you know, how to be, you know what I'm saying? I'm confused. I don't even know how to approach it. I'm so confused by it.
Well, you know, I've actually asked, I don't know, probably 20 trans women, the question, why do they still need to refer to themselves as trans? Because I get if you want to mutilate your body and have your your accoutrements hacked away and take medication to be something that you're not. I get that, but why then don't you, you know, the caterpillar transforms into the butterfly. It doesn't say I'm a trans butterfly, does it?
That's true. Yep. No, I hear you. Just call yourself what you are. You finish whatever you got to finish. The one I haven't heard, I won't go down that road. I don't want to keep opening this up more and more. But no, it's you know, when they get on there and they say that they don't feel like any gender in particular, that they're non-binary, and you go, okay, so why do you get mad? And I'm not going to play it. I think you've listened to it, but I'm not sure. There were four of them. You know, why do they get upset and offended when the family looks at them and goes, what? You're nothing? I mean, you can't shove that down a 60, 70, 80-year-old's throat and expect them just to understand it. It's not fair to them. And that's, I guess that's the part that bothers me. It's almost like they're offended at the fact that you don't understand their new norm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, it doesn't help that countries like Canada have just allowed you actually have no sex on the birth certificate.
I know.
Which to me is kind of, it's kind of odd. And one woman, in response to this, chose so that their child could be totally sexless, has named their male child after female genitalia. And I'm like, how is a kid going to manage going through life with that?
That's just sad. That's just sad on so many levels. And it's like, so from a medical standpoint, would you agree women have different issues and different problems than men do? They both have their share of medical issues. Young girls or baby girls have to have some different things than men do. So if it's genderless, how does somebody know what to check for? How does somebody know when they're looking at a chart and they don't have the baby in front of them, what exactly, how do I make sure she or he or them or it has had the right shots that I'm supposed to check for certain things? Because do they realize the issues? Oh, never mind. These are all, I answer the questions halfway through them.
I think you actually do, but the thing is that, you know, we've actually allowed this to happen because for 20 years, over 20 years, we've allowed the political correctness police to win. And we don't say things because we don't want to offend people. But I think sometimes we have to be offensive in order to stand by our principle. And I actually don't think that that's a thing. You know, I got hassled on social media today because I responded to, you know, the thing that Linda Sasso said about the president. And I've been attacked for that. But I'll stand by my principles even if it means that I get attacked.
Well, that's what we're supposed to do. That's what I like about you. You don't really care what other people think. You care about what the truth is. You care about getting it out there. That's what matters.
Absolutely. And I think that it's more about challenging people, because when you challenge people's idiocy, they can't do anything but say nothing. You know, this woman said today that anybody that didn't understand that the word jihad was not what they thought it was, were religious. It was called religious illiteracy. And I said, okay, clever lady. Throw the word transubstantiation into the conversation, I said, would you know what that means? No, she couldn't even respond to me about what transubstantiation was. But to the Western world, when you talk about jihad and talk about that in terms of the president, you know, that to me means that you want to kill the president and that you're waging war on the president. So what are people supposed to think?
I'm with you. We're supposed to know all this. Well, listen, since you seem to be confused about quite a few things, I need to give you a small test before I can allow you to keep coming on the show, okay? So let's just get that out of the way. So the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, they have a school of architecture and planning, and they offer a diversity learning tree. So students need to understand where they're at, and they have several privilege checklists. All right? So you have to take this test in order to move on to the next degree of the tree. So I'm just going to ask you a few quick questions, and I want to see if you fall in line with this, okay?
They're not going to be math, are they? Because I'll have to take my shoes off.
No. I wouldn't do that to anybody. All right, so question number one is, if I fail in my job or career, I can feel sure that this won't be seen as a black mark against my entire sex's capabilities. True or false?
I have no idea.
But these are real.
I'm
these are real,
already with the question.
These are real test questions. If you can't get past the first question, I don't know, Mr. Gibb. I don't know if we're gonna have to. You're gonna allow you to continue on in the class. Let me see. I'm far less likely to face sexual harassment at work than my female coworkers.
Well, I'm actually just so gorgeous that everyone wants to sexually harass me. So, you know, that's not a fair question.
Well, you know, Tammy and I were talking about this last night because of something that came up, and we said it. You could be charged with sexual harassment simply by telling a female coworker that she really looks good in that dress, or that color looks good on her, or that new haircut of hers is good, or those shoes don't do her any good. You know, any one of those things could get you in trouble as harassment, right?
Yeah, I think it's just become so politically, we've got to be so politically correct now. And I think mostly it's probably better to say nothing because then you can't get into trouble. But isn't it sad that we've gotten to that stage?
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these questions and I'm thinking to myself, tell me that it was that these aren't like I'm far less likely to fail. If I do the same task as a woman, had to throw that in there, as a woman, and if the measurement is at all subjective, chances are people will think I did a better job. So in other words, the male will always it's always skewed that the male will do a better job than a woman. See, and based on your answers, you'll be tagged. I wouldn't take this test at work. I would walk away. Because you're going to be tagged.
Yeah,
either,
I would, yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying here? You're going to be tagged as somebody who has privilege or not, based on your answers.
Because surely isn't the point your attitude before. You know, I don't think that, men particularly do a better job than women or vice versa. I think it depends on the individual. So a lot of these questions would be irrelevant for me anyway, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I look at these and say, you know, I'm not going to read any more with you. I tortured you enough. But just I was trying to make the point that if you look, every one of these questions ended up being leading. Every one of these questions pushed you into the direction of if you admitted that maybe you had a better chance, if you admitted that maybe you were a little better than that, then you were saying you were better than a woman. Which, it's just, look at, I have a pilot's license. When we fly, do you know, the best, in my humble opinion, and a lot of the pilots I flew with said, the best air traffic controllers were women. And the reason was they had calmer voices, they were cool, everything was thought through, okay? They were very clear, and those were just attributed to most of the women doing this. So what does that make me? I mean, seriously, I use the word woman. I mean, am I in a lot of trouble for doing that or what?
I don't know. It definitely depends on who you're talking to. You can't call those women anymore.
I know. Look at this. Here I am giving them a compliment, and I can get in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there are things that men are better at than women, period.
There are, but I think in the workplace it's a totally different thing. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, if I had a man that could possibly do a job and a woman, and the job involved, I don't know, heavy lifting and getting up a ladder or, you know, building work. But having said that, I know, you know, there are some women that are builders. There are some women that are lorry drivers, you know. There are some men that are hairdressers. And we just come full circle again.
I think they make it, I think they make it way more confusing than they have to. People are people, okay? But there are differences in the sexes. There are differences in the genes, so to speak. Hey, we're up against it. Tell people where they can hear you.
XanderGibb.com or any local pizza parlor.
You know, you make it too easy for me. I got to tell you. You got to look seven places for me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more craziness coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. Seriously, are you going to miss it?